Something that was very briefly mentioned in last week's podcast, episode 142, was how taking leaps, doing something you're bad at, trying something new can really result in something great, can result in you learning something new, surprising yourself, and some of the best damn things that happen to us. But I want to kind of dig deeper into that in this episode, talking about being scared to suck, being scared to do something you haven't done before, expecting to be good when you haven't done it before, all of that. So welcome to Beyond the Scale Healthy Podcast. I'm your host, Deidre, and in this episode, I want to talk to you about sucking, not being good at stuff, not doing something often, consistently, but yet we expect that we should already be good at it. Why do we do that? Why? I do it too. But it's the fear of maybe making a fool of ourselves, being bad at it. But I think it's really important to remind ourselves that it is completely normal to be bad at it. If you do not do something on a consistent basis, it's okay to be bad at it. Like, my skiing example, I gotta bring it up again. I just have to. Downhill skiing, never did it before in my life. Went to the top of the hill, never had a lesson, never even shown what I should do with my feet. Just jump down, hope for the best. Okay, so the first run was terrible. It was, could not have been worse, but I could have gave up then. But at that point, guess what I realized? It can only get better. It can only go up, my friend. The good thing about being bad at something and sucking and not being good is that you can get better. That it can only get better. If you suck, if you aren't doing anything, similar to when we guilt ourselves for not being good at working out or doing it really, I don't know, consistently or whatever else, or not have done starting it sooner, we guilt ourselves for all kinds of reasons. But look at it in a good way. If you're not doing anything at all, you don't have to do a whole lot. You literally just got to do a little bit. And guess what? You got gradual progress, people. Don't be scared to be at the bottom. It can get better. It doesn't just keep getting worse. But we can't expect to be good until we've practiced, until we've done it on a consistent basis. I have worked out for more than 10 years on a consistent basis. I have trained it. I have done certifications. I have learned. I have read. I have studied on it. It doesn't mean it's not hard for me sometimes still to go work out, but I am good at it because I have done it, because I have studied it, because I have worked at it, and I've been consistent with it. The more you do it, more you do anything, the better you will get. I also, 6 years ago, not that long ago, maybe even a little less, never cooked in my life. Now I have all kinds of recipes that I give my clients, but it didn't happen overnight. I had to do it more often. I had to suck. I had to make bad recipes and throw them out. I had to make mistakes. I had to keep trying. I had to do it more. That was the only way I got better at it. I'm still not the best. I keep it simple. I keep it easy. But I definitely try it more and I do it more often. That is the freaking goal. And that's the message I'm trying to put out to you today. You need to do it more and you need to do it often. If you want to get good at something, you have to just practice and work hard at it. You can't get good if you just do it a few times when it's convenient, when you feel like it, when you're motivated. You got to do it more often. You got to do it and have a few bad workouts. You got to do it and be nervous that it's a new exercise. Be okay with the fact that you might suck. You got to do it often, period. That's the thing. We can accomplish so much more than what we think if we put our minds to it and if we freaking practice and work hard at it. The more you do it, the better you will get. Can some people do it not that often and still be good? Yes, with some things. But other things that might come easy to you may not come easy to that other person. So don't compare, because you don't know, first of all, how much real work that other person put in. But the one thing is, you can't bet on being good on it, on just doing it a few times. That's the problem, and that's what becomes the problem. But guess what? Like working out for your mental health, it's a guarantee you'll feel better. But hard work and working at something and practicing effort, like extra, and giving effort, that is a guarantee. It's not a guarantee that you'll be the best, but it is a guarantee that you'll get better. The more you do it, the more you practice, the more you show up and try, the better you will get at anything you put your mind to. Whether that's working out, whether that's healthy cooking, whether that's a sport, whether that's a new activity, whether it's cleaning up your house. Legit, we just got to practice. We just got to get better at it. The more we do things, the better we get. We learn efficiency. We learn, oh, I didn't need to do that. I could do this first. That makes more sense to do this here. Same with workouts. You understand that when you don't feel like it and you mentally need it and you feel crappy, that you got to push yourself, because even if it's a short workout, you need the workout. You feel better when you're done. You learn. The more you do something, the better you get, the more you learn. It's not about being perfect. But if you want to get good at something, do it more often. Practice harder. Give more effort, more time at it. And don't be scared to not start at all because you suck or you haven't done it before. Because if you do it and you try and you do it again and again and stay consistent, you will get better. And if you feel like you're really bad, you're at the bottom, it can only go up, my friend. You can only get better. A guarantee is to keep showing up, to keep trying, and yes, you will make progress. Don't be scared to suck. It's okay to suck. It's all right. We all suck at different things. We cannot be good at everything. Remind yourself of that. But if there is something that you want to get better at and you wish you could be good at, but you haven't tried before, you don't really know if you can't be good at that. So don't knock it before you've even tried it. Try it. Practice it. If you want to get better, you gotta keep doing it. You gotta keep practicing. You gotta keep working at it. And you gotta do it more often. Some of these reminders, like, I hope that you're maybe clicking for different things and different areas that you're trying to work on in your life right now. Because even for myself, who's giving you this advice, I also need to hear this advice for myself too. This is one of the main reasons I started my podcast, to give you guys the mental reminders, the motivations that you need to keep going, to keep striving for a healthy version of yourself, to keep taking care of yourself, to keep working out, exercising, because I need these reminders too. I'm human too. I make mistakes too. I fall off track too. I put off workouts. It is 9 p.m. and I am still pushing off my workout because, sure, it's uncomfortable. Maybe it's a bit hard to start. And I'm giving myself all these excuses, all these reasons why I don't deserve to take the time for myself, where I should do all my other things on my to-do list. But the truth is, at some point, you need to pause and take a break for yourself. It's okay to take a break for yourself to recharge your batteries, to mentally refocus, because guess what? by taking that time to work out for yourself, taking that time to prepare a healthier meal, you're making the next steps easier for yourself. You're doing the few little hard steps in the beginning to make it easier, not harder later. You'll feel better mentally. You'll feel better physically if you eat healthier and you work out and you push yourself to do that, which makes it easier to tackle your big to-do list, to be present with your family, your loved ones, your spouse, your coworkers, whoever. We can't be our best unless we're taking care of ourselves. So if there's something that you're not good at when it comes to your health and other parts of your life are suffering because of it, it's time to take charge of those parts, to stop being scared that you haven't started yet or that you might suck at it or you might not be good at it. Do it. Start. Because the more you do it, the more better you will get at it. Don't expect to be perfect right off the bat. Give more effort and practice. Keep showing up for yourself, especially when you don't feel like it. And you will get better. It will get better. Parts of it will get easier. A routine will be built. Exercises you'll start to understand and get used to doing. So many parts can get easier for you. But if you need help on figuring out a workout plan to get started, you know where the show notes link is. Or if you want some free recipes, there's a link below this episode there too. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for taking this time, as I know your time is so valuable. I hope you're getting a workout in right now as you listen to me or walking or doing your housework or just being present and listening. I appreciate your time, but I just want to remind you one last time that it's okay to not be great, to start something new, to be scared that you're gonna suck or you're gonna fail or that you can't do it. You can do it. You can try. You can give effort and you can practice. You can consistently show up. You will get better when you do. You got this.